Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning, this is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual. This morning we have Sabra Dupree from Kids Cut Salon over at East Cobb. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I just want to take this opportunity to tell you thank you for letting me come on the show.
Absolutely. We appreciate you being here. So we're going to talk a little bit about your business. And, well, we're going to talk a lot about your business. And we're going to find out, let's start off with how you got into the business, how long you've had the business, and how you got into it. Let's just go ahead and start off with that.
You know, I've had my hair license for over 23 years, and probably about 17 years ago, my husband and I were really thinking about something to do so that I can stay home with the kids and still be able to contribute to the family. So I remember just really praying about it and just trying to figure out what's going to be a good fit. I remember working on the computer, trying to do things for other people, cleaning homes, just doing a lot of things that were trying to contribute to that money. And one night, sat straight up in bed and said, honey, I'm going to open up a children's salon. And I got to tell you, I could not do this without the support of my husband. He has been amazing. We went and we looked around for a small spot and really just tried to find something that was affordable to build out, and thought if I had to run it myself, where would I be? So we found a location probably a mile and a half down the road from my house. And that location was built out by friends and family, and we have just boomed over 16 years. I've been in the same location. And that location right there is central to all of the baseball games and the football games that my children attended, to all the schools. And that location right there has been really, really good to us because it's given me the opportunity to run home or work or go to the game or anything that I needed to do. That idea and that whole location has just been super good for us.
Okay, well, that's excellent. So when you started, did you think that you would be there for 16 years?
Not at all. No, I think I signed like a two-year lease. Okay. In the beginning, just really trying to test the waters and check it out. And the two-year lease turned into 16 years, that's for sure.
So what's the difference between then and now?
Everything has run smoothly over those 16 years for the most part. I think I've learned a lot, and it's kind of like parenting, you know? Mm-hmm. I've learned a whole lot, with the employees, trying to, maintain good relationships with them, trying to get them on the same page. And now I think this group that I have right now is amazing, and I couldn't do it without them.
So when we were talking earlier, you said that you think that, you've changed over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I've mellowed out.
How did you change over the years?
I think in the beginning, I was so uptight about and so controlling about when the stylist came in, what they wore, what they said. And now I kind of just let loose of those reins and let these girls be these girls, giving them the format that I want them to work with, but let them be their own person as well. And they have grown. I have one stylist, Amanda. She's been with me for probably going on 9 years. She came fresh out of beauty school, didn't know really too much about cutting hair, and the girl can run the salon without me. And if I didn't have that now, then I would have to be there the whole time, and I don't want to be there the whole time. I have a life too. So this girl has trained all of these other stylists, and everybody works together as a team, and this team that I have now makes a huge difference than the team that I had in the beginning.
What you were telling me about Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
What is so special about Amanda?
Oh my gosh. You know, when she came to me, she really learned so much so quickly. And her ability to cut hair with special needs children is amazing. When you sit back and you watch her, and you listen to her, like if you weren't even watching her and closed your eyes and listened to her, you would giggle the whole time. She talks and she distracts the children. She's been known to dance. She'll dance on the side of the road. She'll dance on the countertops. She just dances to distract them, to get them to loosen up and laugh and giggle so they barely know they're getting a haircut. She has a following that's huge. Her clientele is amazing. She has the ability to get down on her hands and knees and look into that child's eyes and get them to trust her. And not every stylist has that ability.
Right. Well, so what's so different about your location than anybody else's?
I think what really, really makes Kids Cut special is that the atmosphere when you come in is completely different than any normal salon. And when girls come in and apply, I tell them we're different than any salon that you've ever worked in. We're more like home. We're more like a family. And if you're hurting, I'm hurting. If you need help, we're going to help you. If you're having a bad day, we're all going to step up and we're going to help you in whatever it is you need. If you have a screaming child, if you have a headache, if you're just having a great day, you're going to be helping us. We all feed off of each other in there. And I think that's huge. My clients, I mean, I've had clients come in and bring us food, bring us lunch. I've had clients just come in and sweep up the hair and leave. And people are going, who is that? Oh, that's my client. You know, that's my friend. I think that makes us completely different than any other business in this industry.
Tell me about the difference in your store. What, you know, how everything's placed, and, you know, what's different from your store than it is from, not atmosphere, not personnel, but
setup wise.
Right. The whole store itself.
Sure. You know, when we first started, when I first started Kids Cuts, we've been so many different colors in there. Lime green when, Nickelodeon was popular. Bright yellow. There's been a multitude of arrangements that has been in themes that have been in that salon. And I think that kind of separates us apart from, you know, a franchise business, you know, that actually has to be those colors or do those things or set up that way. I can change anything anytime. Recently, we just went through and changed the whole salon. We upgraded to beautiful TVs. And beautiful Wi-Fi. The kids have tablets that they can work on. So we kind of brought ourselves up into this new technology age. Before that, you know, we, like I said, we were just anything we wanted to do, we could do. Paint, arrange. Right now I have two vehicles that the kids can sit in, and they're actual power wheels. And my husband built bases for these. So we can charge the batteries and they can run and run and run and run when the child gets their haircut. And again, that's the distraction. And I think for a children's salon, you need distractions, because if you don't have distractions, then they don't want to get their hair cut. Having that distraction gives you that 3 to 5 minute time frame that you can get that haircut done. And again, each one of these girls are very quick in what they do. They're very precise in what they do. And we each give everybody else a distraction.
You've mentioned Kids Cuts, and you've mentioned children.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all that you do?
No, we're actually for kids of all ages.
Okay.
So, you know, I see you have a really nice haircut. And
thank you.
That's Buzz Cut Friday, $5, one number guard all over for $5 with a cleanup. So anybody can come in, any ethnicity, any age. We have seniors. We have baby's first haircut package. We have children's haircuts. We have ear piercings. We have color for women. We have highlights. We have base colors. We have keratin straighteners. We have anything that a full-fledged high-end salon would offer. We offer the same thing.
But in a family atmosphere.
And in a children's atmosphere.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You mentioned this earlier. So let me ask you this. 16 years, same mm-hmm. location. Why not franchise?
You know, my husband and I had this conversation, you know, about getting bigger the other day. I don't want to say that I'm fearful of that, but probably about 9 years ago, we went and met with a wonderful, beautiful office full of lawyers. in franchising was just $250,000 to, I'm just throwing a number out there. I don't really remember the price, but to create just the paperwork to franchise. So I think we were a little inhibited about that. And once we decided that we were just going to stay ourselves, I've helped and mentored two other stylists, and they've left the area and went and started their own type of children's hair salon. So I feel like if I can just give back that way, that maybe I don't have to franchise. I think franchising, and I know that you have several franchises as well, is a huge commitment. And I just don't know. I see the bags under your eyes. I just don't know that I'm ready to do that commitment. Huge commitment, franchising.
You mentioned giving back. So what do you do in your community to give back?
Oh, you know, over 16 years, I have tons of plaques where we sponsored so many baseball teams, Lasseter football, KSU baseball. Just last month, we had Autism Awareness Day, where every single stylist gave 100% of their money that they made that day. And we donated $1,000 to the Association of Stylists and Barbers, and they're dispersing. I think they've ended up collecting over $40,000, and they'll disperse what they want. Anytime my community has an event, is all they have to do is come and talk to me. And if I haven't been oversaturated that month with giveaways or raffles or anything, you know, I'm more than happy to help. Each one of these girls on a daily basis gives back to the community in more ways than one.
Okay. You mentioned you mentioned franchising, and we've talked about that. Mm-hmm. So why 16 years in one location? Why not move to a different location, maybe a bigger location?
I think that this location has worked well. Like I said, it's centrally located for me personally to anything that my children have had. It's given my husband and I the opportunity to raise our children the way that we wanted to, with a mother and a father. You know, I think that the working parents, both working parents, I appreciate how they work, and I'm not going to say that I don't want to be that 9-to-5 working mom, because I was, but with it centrally located, it was easier for me to adjust my schedule so that I could take off and go and do the things that I wanted to do and come back and finish my job. I had an opportunity in that location. So that's probably why, you know, comfort, why I've never left that location.
Okay. Let's talk about social media. Mm. Social media is huge now in today's world. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's actually how we got contacted. So how does social media work for you?
How do I work social media?
Okay. How do you work social media?
I think that's the key to the whole thing. And I've mentored a lot of people in social media, and I've been mentored a lot in social media. I think that on a daily basis, if you're not out on social media, then you miss opportunities. For me, for my business, there's several sites on Facebook. Facebook's huge right now for me. And I laugh at all the children because they kind of say that social media is for older people. Well, I have to agree. Instagram is popular. I have an Instagram account. We have a Twitter account. We have a Facebook account. They're all linked together. Lisa Tiger with Tiger's Eyes. She is my social media person. Her and I work closely together in emailing, Facebook post, Twitter account, and the Instagram. On a daily basis, I get up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, and I check all of my social medias. I check my private messages. And there's always someone on there that has a question, or I'm tagged in a question. For instance, yesterday there was a tag, a little girl, she has a recital pony that she needs. And everybody's telling her, in my opinion, and I have strong opinions on hair, that just pull it back in two ponytail holders. Well, for me, you're going to do that, and you are going to break the hair. And I practice and I preach healthy hair at Kids Cut Salon for everybody. So take that ponytail holder, make sure you put a little bit of coconut oil on your hair before you do that, and it won't break as much. It's going to break if you continue to pull it back in the same spot. So I was tagged in that post. I went ahead and put my own opinion on there. And this morning I woke up and there's two private messages about, I see your name on the East Cobb Moms Exchange site. I love that site. And they asked me my opinion on hair and the what the price is of a haircut, what the price is of a color, and they'll make an appointment. For me, that's extremely important because I think that it's probably doubled my business in the last year and a half. And made not only myself, but these other girls that work for me, Lauren and Ruth and Angela Shiraz, has made them be able to support their families with this job as well. And that's really important to me, that my job as an owner is to bring the business in and their job is to retain the business. And through social media, I think that we have just done an amazing job trying to reach out to the community and not so much just tell them the price of a haircut, but to encourage them to have healthy hair, encourage them to use great products and come to see us.
Have you ever had a really, really bad client? I mean, we never have bad clients, anybody. So I'm just, throwing it out there.
Bad as in someone coming in from another salon with a bad haircut? Or
sure.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, and we're not perfect either. I'm sure that I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm sure that, we have fixes at other salons. But probably on a daily basis, I have people come in and they've been somewhere else and they need help. And for me personally, it's not so much the children's haircuts. It's more the adult haircuts that come in from high-end salons that give out free haircuts and free color to get them in the door. And I feel like they're giving their new stylists the opportunity to practice. And I get a lot of redos there, a lot. And I'm comfortable with any service that someone's willing to ask me for. If I have to do a corrective color or if I have to do a brand new color, we're really comfortable. And I think that each one of these girls are talented enough to do that. But yeah, there are plenty of bad customers out there.
Have you ever had, who is your favorite client that you've ever had over 16 years?
You know, I have so many of them. I have to share so many stories. When we first started, we didn't do any adults. I refused to do adults. We did all children. There was 7 stations set up and they all had the children's cars on them. And there was a little boy named Miguel, which I haven't seen him in an awful long time, but he would pitch a fit every time he came in that salon, every time. And one day we saw Miguel coming through the parking lot, and I swear, all 4 of those other girls went out the back door. And there I was with Miguel. And I thought, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm going to need help. And that little boy looked at me, and he said, "Miss Sabra, I'm going to be good today." And I cut that little boy's hair, and that child did not say a word. After 15 people holding this boy down forever, the child did not say a word. I cut his hair and they missed it. They missed the whole amazing process. And that touched my heart. I'll never forget him. I think they must have moved away. Like I said, I haven't seen him in a long time. Those stories happen on a daily basis where, you get new people coming in every day, get new clients every day, and their kids are screamers and criers, and they're scared. They're honestly scared is what they are. And Amanda, myself, Lauren, and Ruth, when we're working with these kids and working them through the scared part, the next time they come in and they're not really crying anymore, but the new client comes in and their kid's screaming and screaming, that lady, where the one that's not crying anymore, goes over to the mom and they comfort, and she says, "It's going to be okay," because that new mom is mortified and petrified that we're going to hurt him, that he's going to get his ear trimmed, or something bad's going to happen, and that client comforts him. Honey was, I've done her hair probably since she was born, and she's 16 now. She's amazing, and her mom sat out in the waiting room and said, "Honey, come here. Honey, do this." And I'm thinking, when she got in my chair, that was her name. She has to be my favorite client, Honey.
Okay. So let's talk about your stylist.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the rest of them. Do they have special skills, or do they do special, special things for your clients?
I have to say, each one of these girls, it was a process finding this group. Huge process finding this group. And that was management, my management. So like I said, I've kind of learned over the years who's going to work and who's not going to work. Shiraz has been with me for 6 years. She worked full-time with me for the first 3 years. And then her husband owns a construction business, so she went back to work for him. But she didn't want to leave me. She didn't want to leave us. So she works on Wednesdays and kept her client base on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, she comes in and she stands up from the time she comes in to the time she leaves. She is busy as all get out. She has mad color skills. She has mad communication skills. She is super sweet and she can do anything. And then there's, Miss Ruth, and, she is the most timid and quietest person, the opposite of Amanda and I. So we all complement each other. She can braid, she can color. She, is super sweet to the kids. So they are attracted to her because she's so quiet. She's super sweet. Lauren is, a very young stylist, and I'm hoping that in 6 years from now, I can say the same thing that I say about Amanda. She has learned more in the 5.5 weeks that she's been with us than, she's a quick learner. She can, at this point, she's had her license for probably 4 years, but our salon is way different than any other salon that you've ever worked at. And I can honestly say in about 4.5, 5 weeks, she's just adapted and done anything we've asked her to and learned. Angela is, she's my Saturday girl, and she rocks it. She, you talk about really, quiet and, comforting and nurturing to the children. That would be Angela. Now, a lot of, my clients out there and a lot of the world knows that Snippets is no longer in the state of Georgia. And Snippets, used to be in East Cobb Avenue and the Avenues. And when they closed their doors, I had the sisters that worked there for 12 years come to me and ask me for a spot. With this team that I have, I was really scared that I don't have any room for them. I don't want to take from the people that I, have to feed right now with the stylist. So, she came back again and did another interview with me and told me she would work on the days that I'm not open. So now Lourdes comes and works on Mondays and Saturdays with us. And she has brought her whole clientele from Snippets. So you want to talk about she doesn't do social media. She doesn't care about social media.
Okay.
She doesn't do anything. She just works. Her smile is brighter than the sunshine when she walks in, and she just works. She is amazing. So when you ask me about expanding and about franchising and about things like that, at this point with this super, super group of girls, I would love to have a little bit bigger of a place. I'm so comfortable where I'm at. I'm a little nervous about moving into a bigger place. But I think that if there was a time and if I was 100% confident, this would be the time for me to do it.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you've got your right on your path.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, let's wrap it up. Let everybody know where Kids Cuts Salon is.
Mm-hmm.
And then give them your handles. Oh, yeah, talk about this event that's coming up.
Okay, so today is Friday. Next Friday from 3 to 7, the Northwest Atlanta Properties, who has moved into our shopping center, is having a fall festival grand opening event, which we will be participating in as well. It's from 3 to 7. There'll be candy door prizes, pumpkins games. Come out and check it out. Come out and take a look at the salon. We've decorated for Halloween. We're completely decorated. And we'll be giving out candy at that time, too. We're located at 2323 Shalaford Road, Marietta, Georgia, 30066. Our phone number is 770-924-4950. You can follow us on Instagram at Kids Cuts Salon. And the way we spell it is just a little bit different. It's K-I-D-S-K-U-T-S-S-A-L-O-N. So there's a play on that cuts word with a K. We're on Facebook, And it's Kids Cut Salon. And I think the picture today is the one of the scary. So just make sure that you're on the right one, because there's a lot of different salons with the similar name. This Saturday coming up, we have St. Jude Cancer Fund. What we're doing is we're giving back 10% of our profits to Marin and UGA. So please come out and participate on Saturday so that we can make sure that we give her a big donation.
All right. Anything else you want to tell everybody?
I appreciate everybody. I appreciate your business. I appreciate the kindness that you show us and our staff. And, John, I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and we will see you guys later. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Zaxby's 2080LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP. We are out of here. Have a good day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.